This weekend in Lanesboro, Minnesota, four high school students are competing for the title of Most Philosophical Student in America. The theme of this year's fourth annual Kids Philosophy Slam is War and Peace. Is peace possible or is war inevitable? 18-year-old Jason Pops is one of the aspiring philosophers who is contemplating the question. He joins us from his home in McLean, Virginia. Mr. Pops, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Mr. Simon.
You go to Thomas Jefferson High School in McLean.
That is correct.
Okay. We want to add that because I'm sure they're proud. What position have you decided to take on this question?
My paper is essentially about the philosopher Nietzsche's idea on the will to power. He says in his book, Beyond Good and Evil, a living thing seeks above all to discharge its strength. Life itself is will to power. My essay is centered around this point because as each living thing is going to be constantly seeking to expand its will to power, mm-hmm. the venues through which different individuals seek to acquire power will inevitably intersect. And it is my belief that physical or, on a larger scale, military superiority is the ultimate deciding factor in any such conflict, mm-hmm. thusly making war inevitable.
Your father spent 6 months in Baghdad, I understand.
That is correct.
And what did he do there?
He was working with the Coalition Provisional Authority. He was working to rebuild the businesses in Iraq that had once been controlled by Saddam Hussein.
Did anything your father tell you about what he saw in Baghdad shake your argument or bolster it, for that matter?
Not particularly, because my father wasn't really military personnel, and he was in the green zone in Iraq and did not really have any much exposure to violence or the war at all.
You have to engage the argument with the other side, don't you?
Correct.
What if you were told you had to make the other argument? What's the best argument you would offer on the other side if you had to?
I would probably offer the argument that one of the other finalists touched on the other side, was that humans are inclined by nature to help one another out and forge friendships that are beneficial to everyone's well-being, that would be a good position to take on world peace.
Is saying that war is inevitable different from saying it's desirable?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think this is a tragic truth that physical or military superiority is the deciding factor in any conflict. I mean, just because I think that war is inevitable, I do not think it's desirable. I know that death isn't inevitable, but that does not make me look forward to it anymore.
Tell us how this, if I can call it a contest, is going to work.
I know that we'll have to read our essays to a panel of judges and a live audience, and then one finalist from each viewpoint will be selected to be the finalist. And there will be a panel of judges voting to determine which will be named the most philosophical student in America.
Mr. Pops, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Jason Pops is a finalist in the fourth annual Kids Philosophy Slam held in Lanesboro, Minnesota.